And you have actually people there that can actually, you can still focus on the event yourself and kind of get engaged. And there's others that are there that are actually helping out. I think some of your volunteers and such.
It is. We have the volunteers. We have one person per doggy that comes into our spot.
Oh,
so they have their own personal attendant for the evening. The dogs that come in will get a gourmet meal. As well the humans, I suppose that's very important as well.
Yes.
But the doggies.
I've been to one of these events, and it is a gourmet meal, and you definitely don't want to miss it for that.
It's a gourmet meal for the humans and the dogs that attend.
There you go.
The dogs that come in will have a gourmet meal. They get pampered during the evening, and then after they're groomed and fluffed, they go through the dining room for a pampered pooch parade to show off their newfound beauty for the evening.
And you don't have to have a dog to come through.
No.
It's not a required pass, but if you want to make sure your dog's included, you've done a really fantastic job of including those guys.
It is, because it's all about the animals for the evening in one way or another. The dogs that can come in and enjoy the doggy spa. And then we also have some feline friend photos that people can bring the cats in and their photos. The cats don't enjoy the field trip out and about as much for the evening, so they can bring in their photo for that one. But the affair itself for the humans, we have silent auction, we have a live auction, we have a gourmet meal. And this year, for the first time, we have a live performance by three men and a tenor.
Really?
We are so excited to have them with us this year.
Wow. Yep. I've seen them perform on a couple of occasions.
Yep.
They're terrific.
They are. I'm sure that they will specialize some of their songs for the evening and have an animal theme. if you know the guys, they're the perfect ones to have at this. They can clean up, but they'll have just as much fun as the rest of us.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And they're a local favorite, so that's what's really nice about that.
They are.
They're Michigan State guys, so we've got to feel good about that.
Yeah.
What kind of items? I understand that there's an auction that's taking place. What kind of items can people bid on?
Well, we have two segments of the auction. When people first come in, there is a silent auction for the first part of the evening. And the items that are in that are everything from, goodness, we have sports, we have jewelry, we have golf packages, we have pampered pet packages, we have gift baskets of wine and cheese, we have MSU coaches have signed footballs, basketballs. All of the fun things from MSU.
Yep, yeah,
unique items.
I have a basketball signed by Tom Izzo myself at home.
Really?
From one of the events.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And all of these are donated items to the Humane Society for the auction?
Yeah, we have a very generous community. All the items are donated, and all of the proceeds benefit our mission.
Wow.
But then we also have some live auction items during the evening as well.
Okay, tell me about those. Sounds like the fun part.
They are. Well, those are the things that you can't go out and purchase at a store.
Okay.
We have a tower tour for two to the top of the Mackinac Bridge.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Yeah, we're really excited about that one. A view from the bridge of 583 feet above water.
Well, and I will tell you, I've seen pictures from some folks who have been up on that tower tour, and they're stunning.
They are.
It's got to be a once-in-a-lifetime type experience.
It is. We're very appreciative of the Bridge Authority for allowing us to do that. That's not something they do very often, so we're thrilled to get that.
Neat.
We have a week-long stay in a villa in Australia.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
I know you guys are ready to bid on that one.
Yeah, I could. If not me, my wife will certainly want to bid on that one. So
no, there would certainly be some neat birds down there in Australia. Yeah. What else?
Well, one of the other items that's very unique and actually something that we would consider quite priceless is that people can bid to have their pet be as the cover pet for next year's furball materials.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. For the 2011 furball invitations and posters and billboards, everything that you see around town. Actually, this year is the first year that we've had a cat in 7 years.
Wow.
And that was from last year's auction. They bid. And Tasha, we are very proud to have Tasha as our cover pet this year.
I'm looking at Tasha right now, and it's a beautiful black and white kitten. And the eyes are beautifully green.
Yes.
And the way whoever choreographed or did their artwork and got this kitten in the midst of your poster.
Yep.
They did a beautiful job. It's very appealing.
And
are those volunteers that have done that, or do you have an ad agency that puts that together? Because it's just a beautiful poster.
Well, we're actually working with Foresight Group, and they have an illustrator on site that donated his talent to do that. It's beautiful.
That's great.
And Rick, where they talk about that being priceless, it is, because I think I've told you the story of my dog appearing in a TV commercial that ran in the Super Bowl back in the 90s, and I told that story still to this day, and that was 15 years ago. That really is a priceless thing to be featured on the poster.
I imagine the people that own that kitten are probably just darn proud.
I'm sure they are. Yep.
And so this year, everybody needs to kind of get involved and bring their pets in so that they can be part of the overall, you know, photo opportunity.
Yeah.
Don, can you tell our listeners, if they are interested in attending the Fur Ball, how do they get tickets?
Well, tickets are on sale now. They can contact us, give us a call out at the shelter at 626-6060. And let whoever answers the phone know that they're interested in getting some furball tickets, and we will take care of them.
And what are the cost for those tickets?
It is $100 per human, $50 per pampered pooch to come.
and that includes the whole treatment.
That includes the whole evening and all of the spa treatment.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. We've been talking with Don Ellis, the Communications and Events Manager from the Capital Area Humane Society. Thank you so much for coming in, Don. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It.
Absolutely.
Rick, we've had some great guests today, and I'm sure that you're going to be at that fur ball and representing the pet community for sure. For all of our listeners, I do want to remind you that if you visit our website at www.1320wils.com, you can go in and listen to this show and previous shows and basically get an understanding of what this is all about. And more importantly, if you have any questions or suggestions or opinions, you can email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. And the minimum that we ask is that you tune in again next week on Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS.